And now we'll move to a few letters. We have a variety of letters this week. The first is from Nicola Caudle from Wellgate in Mattershall. She was shocked at the news that the news from the NNN hospital. I am dismayed that the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital has been put into special measures. I heard the chief executive, Mark Davis, talking on the radio, and my heart went out to him. I believe him when he says that he would be very happy for any family member to be treated at the hospital. To me, it seems all about the paperwork and people waiting in corridors. I'm sure there are other issues, but to be put into special measures, surely not. The inspectors talked about the hospital not being safe. Mark Davis explained, there has not been a case of MRSA at the hospital for 2 years. The mortality rate at the hospital is the lowest in Norfolk. I only hope that the morale of the excellent staff at the hospital will not plummet to an all-time low due to this, in my opinion, unfair inspection result.
Our second letter comes from Paula Brown of Caister-on-Sea. She seems a little disappointed by the Lionel Richie concert at Holcombe Hall. Relating to Lionel Richie at Holcombe Hall. Old Lionel shortchanged us at Holcombe Hall last night, June the 24th. He finished at precisely 8:40 p.m. and hopped off on his helicopter. Not a goodbye or thanks, folks. The stage went black and we foolishly thought he'd gone to change. No, he'd gone. Thus he gave us all night long to exit the car parks in horrendous queues and struggle home. Guess he'd reached Heathrow to board his plane home to California by the time I got to bed. Never mind, it was good while it lasted, and at roughly £1 per minute for our ticket, quite good value. Quite good value sounds like being damned by faint praise.
We will hear some stories later about the Norfolk Broads. To start this off, well, here is a letter from Geoffrey Harris in Home Next to the Sea. As a keen boater who regularly uses the Norfolk Broads, I am becoming concerned about the following. 1. Number of boats on the water. 2. Size of hire boats. 3. Lack of moorings. 4. State of banks, overhanging trees and general maintenance. The number of craft now using the Broads is, in my opinion, far too great, and I consider the larger hire boats are really too big for the average waterways. Add to this the minimal amount of instruction given by the hire companies is fast becoming a recipe for disaster. Recent years have seen fewer and fewer available moorings. Why? Talking to boat owners, they all tell me the same story. If you don't get a mooring by 2 p.m, you won't get one. So half a day's possible boating is lost. Many moorings, I'm sorry to say, are hogged by selfish boaters, so anyone else looking to moor up for the night is unlucky. All boat owners pay an annual levy to the Broads Authority. Are we getting value for money? Some areas are now heavily overgrown, and the waterways are hence getting very narrow. I appreciate not all areas can be attended to, but I would suggest a general overview of those areas that need attention. The Broads are delightful, a unique part of Norfolk's heritage, but unless they are managed properly, I fear for their future.
Our fourth letter came from Tom Conlin of Hardley Street in Loddon. It was the day of the Yarmouth Air Show. I was standing having a mardle over the gate with a friend and keeping an eye out for the occasional plane which circled past in the distance above the nearby tall trees. At the sound of a fast approaching engine, we scanned the sky. Suddenly, a loud quad bike went past on the road. Without looking down from the sky, my friend said, "These air shows are not what they used to be." "No," I agreed, "that one was a bit low."
Our last letter this week was written by Norwich City councillor Paul Kendrick, following criticism in the Evening News of the care being given to the war memorial. "I want to absolutely reassure your readers that the City Council takes its custodianship of Norwich's war memorial very seriously. This listed monument stands proudly at the heart of our city and is the centrepiece for remembrance services and events. The memorial is normally cleaned by hand, but unfortunately we cannot use a high-pressure wash system because of the nature of the Portland stone from which it is made. In recent months, we noticed the stonework was becoming increasingly difficult to clean. The decision was taken to have it cleaned by a team of specialist contractors. A simple decision, you would think. But the memorial is Grade 2 listed, and before we could order its cleaning, we needed to apply for planning consent. On top of this, there are only a handful of companies nationally that can perform such a specialist conservation clean, and their services are in high demand. I'm pleased to confirm that we now have all the necessary permissions and have managed to secure a specialist to clean the memorial over the summer. The City Council worked hard to secure £2.6 million to refurbish both the memorial and adjoining gardens. And in accordance with the long-held wishes of the veterans, the memorial was turned to face City Hall to allow them to parade more easily on days of commemoration. We do not take our duties lightly, but from time to time the memorial will need a deeper, more specialist clean than we can give it. But equally, we have to use a specialist team clean sparingly so as to preserve the integrity of the stonework."